Joe wants to know. I got questions that I want answered, and that's where you come in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media, you can tweet in at Joe and Alex Show. Here's what I got today for you, the three questions. One you can answer is, what popular tourist attraction did you visit? But you're like, man, this place is disappointing. It sucks. I was talking to my friend about New Year's plans, and they said, do not go to New York City. The whole ball drop thing is overrated. You have to wear a diaper.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the bathroom in your pants, and it's like you could just watch it on TV and be warm and drunk at home. Also wondering for Joe wants to know, what's your favorite TV or movie quote? Like a line that you always go to? I assume Alex in a second will give me something from The Office. And what question or question are you tired of people asking you? Everybody at Thanksgiving asked me and my wife, Lindsay, when are we going to have kids? Like, she's really getting pissed that people keep on asking that. I'm like, well, maybe we should get pregnant then.
It can be movie and TV, not just movie.
It could be either one. I wanted to open it up to give people more options. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's start out with Moses. Moses, what question are you answering for Joe Wants to Know?
I'm answering favorite TV quote.
All right, what do you got?
From The Office, when Michael was talking to Toby, he said, why are you the way that you are? I mean, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Yeah.
I hate everything about what you choose to be.
Yes, that is amazing. You're my favorite listener ever. The Office is my all-time favorite TV show. I rewatch it over and over and over again, constantly.
Why are you the way that you are?
Yes!
5-6 times already.
Oh, I love it. Hey, thank you, Moses, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I have so many Office quotes I could say. Is somebody making soup? If I can't scuba, what's this all been about? I don't work in this van. I could go on for days.
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place, and they were scary, and then they come down, and they suck the soul out of your body, and it hurt.
Prison Mike.
Let's talk to Clark. Clark, you got a TV quote or a movie phrase. What is it?
Actually, I have a few.
Okay, let's hear them.
Sandlot, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yes, I wear that shirt all the time, and Alex never understands. Like, yeah. What's killing you? What's wrong?
No, I haven't watched that movie yet.
You got to watch it. What else do you got, Clark?
Second quote is from How I Met Your Mother, true story, from Barney Stinson.
I feel like nobody on the show has watched How I Met Your Mother. I have.
I've seen like an episode or two.
And do you have any more, Clark?
And then the question I wish people would quit asking me.
Yes.
Why did you adopt? Can you not have kids of your own?
Why would people ask you that? People really ask you because you have an adopted child.
Yes. Constantly.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard before.
I agree.
What, Alex? Alex is mouthing something to me. I can't tell what it is. Hey, thank you for calling in, Clark. We appreciate it. Live the Web Girl, what do you got?
Okay, I have two quotes. One's a TV quote that it's clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, obviously, from Friday Night Lights.
Do not even know what that is.
Are you kidding me?
I've never heard that quote in my life.
Full hearts can't lose. Oh my gosh. All Friday Night Lights fans, please tweet at us, Joe and Alex, and show Joe that that's so popular. And then the second one is from Christmas Family Vacation, where Uncle Eddie goes, "Are you serious, Clark?" When Clark's like, "Oh, like Santa's gonna be coming tonight, like kids get ready," and like Uncle Eddie like leans in and he's like, "Are you serious, Clark?" That's a good one.
Yeah, or the crapper's full. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, and then Heather on Twitter says, "I don't know, Margo. And for the question, I have diabetes, and people always ask if I can eat sugar."
Oh, so that person has diabetes? Like,
yeah.
Can you have sugar? That's a good one. Bree, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you calling in for Joe Wants to Know? What can you answer?
Favorite movie quote.
All right, what do you got? Let's hear it.
Okay, just keep swimming.
Is that from, what is that?
Finding Nemo.
Nemo, yes. Yeah, Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Hey, thank you, Bree, for calling in. We'll do one more. We got Sam on the line. Sam, I'm interested to hear this one. What popular tourist attraction did you visit? But you're like, well, this kind of is disappointing. What was it for you?
I mean, the Grand Canyon, man. We took a couple of great tours, but it's a hole in the ground.
It is. It's a giant rock hole.
Wow.
It's a glorified rock hole.
And this is a really personal question, but do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, then I'm shocked that you were not just totally in awe over the Grand Canyon, because I feel like, you know, for a lot of people, you go visit the Grand Canyon and you immediately are just like so taken aback, because it is just absolute proof, to me, in my opinion, that God is real. And
let
so I feel like that's a really powerful thing to see for people that believe in God.
Let me go outside and turn on a hose and let it like just have water go over something for a long time and it'll erode. Will you call me God?
No.
No. You'd be like, wow, Joe.
Do you think the Grand Canyon's disappointing?
Yeah, well, I mean, he does have a point.
Have you seen it?
I saw a photo my mom took once she was there.
Yeah, exactly. He's never even been there, so you don't get to say.
It was a three-hour detour to see a hole, you know.
That's what she said.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.